E, the fellowship of Christ becomes the fellowship the apostles shared with the believers in Christ in his body, the church. So this fellowship is called the apostles' fellowship. And the apostles, so when it comes down to it, you have to be one with the apostles to be in this fellowship. You got a problem with them. You got a problem with the flowing God, because the fellowship of the Spirit has become the apostles' fellowship. And in 1 John, John says, these things we write to you that you may have fellowship with us. He didn't say that we may have fellowship with you, that you may have fellowship with us. Our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. You may say, who are you? Who are you to say this? Well, as soon as you say, who are you, you're finished. You're finished. Our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. This is where we are, okay? We're in the mingled spirit of fellowship. Even John is the only original apostle left. He still says, our fellowship, our fellowship. Now I'm going to tell you some things, what we've seen and heard, that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father. That's just the fact. I don't want to get into who's an apostle today or whatever, but the principle is there. And whoever is representing the Lord in this way, in the body, they're in this fellowship of the apostles, which is the fellowship of the body, which is the fellowship of the Spirit, which is the fellowship of life. And if you're wrong with them, you're out of the fellowship. And so you'll see some of these ones that, according to their mind, their self, their sense of right and wrong, oh, we can speak against this one, we can speak against that one. You will see the outcome will be death in every instance, various kinds of death. Because this fellowship has become the fellowship of the apostles. Such a fellowship must be unique, because He, Christ, is unique. It forbids any division among the members of His unique body. This is divine logic. Christ is unique. The fellowship of Christ is unique. The body of Christ is unique. There can be no division. F, this fellowship involves not only the oneness between us and the triune God, but also the oneness among all the believers. So I believe we have some impression of the connection between the mingled spirit, fellowship, and oneness. These three things are one organic reality. The mingled spirit is a mingled spirit of fellowship. And this fellowship is a matter of oneness. The fellowship and the oneness are with God, the triune God, and with all the believers. So we will not accept, we will not condone any factor of division. Not race, not culture, not language, not social class, not economic level, not level of education, not nationality, not skin color, nothing. We're members of the one body. Amen. And this is not, you know, we're not trying to be tolerant here. That's the old man trying to be magnanimous. We're just in this fellowship of the universal body of Christ. Whoever has been born of God in the Spirit is in this body and is in this fellowship. When you touch it, you touch the most wonderful thing on the earth, the flowing oneness of the body of Christ. Okay, two, Roman numeral two, that is, the fellowship in the mingled spirit is both vertical and horizontal. The divine spirit is for vertical fellowship. The human spirit is for horizontal fellowship. So there's only one fellowship. There's not two fellowships. This means you can't say, I don't need other people. And it doesn't matter whether I'm one with other believers. Me and God that's enough. I just like to have my fellowship with God. Well, according to the reality, you don't have fellowship. Maybe you're devotional. Maybe you're pious. Maybe you, I don't know what happens in your psychology. It's not fellowship. If there's a problem between me and the Lord, I can't have fellowship with you. This morning, on the early side, I was wondering, in the Lord's presence, I was just wondering, Lord, how will it be when certain ones, when they come to the Lord's table this morning? Lord, how will that be? That bread is the fellowship of the body of Christ. Can you have a divisive spirit, a rebellious spirit, and say, oh, we're one over here. We're just not one with you over there and with the rest of the recovery because you're under the control of those bad guys. Yeah. No. Then you touch the bread. You take a piece of bread and you eat it with a divisive spirit. Oh, now you're touching God's government. This is serious. When we come to this bread, we need to be in the fellowship. We're partaking of the fellowship of the body of Christ. We read that verse. Yeah. The bread which we break, is it not the fellowship of the body of Christ? And this fellowship is vertical and it's horizontal. I had an unusual experience. Only one time. I hope I never have it again. It wasn't pleasant. But I was in a Lord's Table meeting in Anaheim. And I eventually had to leave that meeting. I could not bear the attack of death that was coming from very close range. Two brothers were in the front. And they were exceedingly active in the meeting. Very loud. They were setting off one another. And one brother was natural. But the other brother, there was something more than natural. There was something defiling in his spirit. And the more they functioned, the more death they brought into the meeting. And I'm sitting there in the Lord's Table meeting with an open spirit. But if your spirit is open and there's a death spirit there, your spirit is going to suffer. And maybe I was tired, among other things. I don't know. I didn't stomp out of the meeting. I walked up to one of the elders and I said, "Brother, I need to leave." Then later, in that afternoon, one of the brothers called me. And he said, "Was it because of me that you left?" And I had to tell him the truth. That what was coming out of you was not something I could receive. I'm not judging him. I had to be honest with him. Then I found out, because his wife sought fellowship, they had had a horrible argument before the table meeting. He cursed her. Then he comes to the meeting. Now, most brothers, if you have that kind of failure, number one, you come to the meeting late. Number two, you sit in the back. Number three, you have your head down. Number four, you don't say anything. Right? Because you feel so bad. That's not a bad thing. You should feel bad. This is the most important person in your life, and you told her to go where the devil is going to go, and then you come to the meeting. And it was so bad on the sister's side, she said soberly, she wasn't angry, she said, "I'm going to divorce him." Well, we're not for that, but I didn't want to give her pablum either. Well, we thank the Lord that they were reconciled, that they're together in peace. But, you know, we can't play around that we have this kind of problem with a saint. Especially you revile someone. This is terrible. To revile someone, especially who bears some responsibility spiritually. Then you just come to the table. There is one fellowship. It's both vertical and horizontal. And the mingled spirit is the spirit of vertical and horizontal fellowship at the same time. So what's normal is what's happening right now. While I'm having fellowship with you, I'm having fellowship with the triune God. Amen. If I've got a problem on my part with any one of you, I can't go and say, have fellowship with the Lord, try to enjoy the Lord and force some enjoyment. It won't work.